This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Russian shelling killed 5 civilians and wounded 5 others in 2 East Ukrainian cities Saturday, the local governor said. The fighting has become increasingly fierce in the region, where authorities have urged residents to evacuate before a feared Russian offensive. Saturday, the Ukrainian army announced on Facebook that it had, quote, destroyed 4 tanks, 8 armored vehicles, and 7 enemy vehicles, as well as a plane, a helicopter, end quote, and drones. Air raid sirens sounded in cities across eastern Ukraine, which has become the focus of Russian military action in recent weeks following a withdrawal from areas close to Kyiv. Britain's prime minister was in Kyiv to meet with Ukraine's president. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
The meeting between Boris Johnson and Volodymyr Zelensky is being described by officials as a show of solidarity with the Ukrainian people. The unannounced visit comes a day after Johnson pledged another $130 million in high-grade military equipment to Ukraine. Speaking on Friday at a news conference with German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, Johnson said he would give Ukraine's military more Starstreak anti-aircraft missiles, another 800 anti-tank missiles, and precision munitions capable of lingering in the sky until directed to their target. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Austrian Chancellor Karl Nehammer also visited the war-torn Ukrainian city of Bucha Saturday following a meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Earlier, he'd pledged that the European Union would continue to ratchet up sanctions against Russia until the war stops. Nehammer also said that Austrian embassy staff would return to Kyiv from western Ukraine. This is VOA News. German Defense Minister Christine Lambrecht reiterated her doubts Saturday about maintaining the German Armed Forces' commitment in Mali during a trip to the country in which she spoke of atrocities committed in Moura. Mali's military-dominated government says it neutralized 203 jihadists in Moura, but witnesses interviewed by media and Human Rights Watch say soldiers actually killed scores of civilians. Her ministry said Lambrecht questioned whether this is the regime that we want to support, end quote, speaking after a meeting with German soldiers. Meanwhile, French Foreign Minister Jean-Yves Le Drian cast doubt Friday on Mali's account of events in Moura. He said, quote, there needs to be a United Nations investigation, and we demand this, end quote. Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi said Saturday Tehran would not give up its right to develop its nuclear industry for peaceful purposes, and all parties involved in talks to revive the 2015 nuclear accord should respect this, state media reported. 11 months of indirect talks between Iran and the United States in Vienna have stalled as both sides say political decisions are required by Tehran and Washington to settle remaining issues. Peru declared a state of emergency Saturday in its critical tourism industry, which has been crushed by COVID. The country went from receiving 4.4 million foreign tourists in 2019 to 900,000 in 2020, less than half of that in 2021, according to official data. The Ministry of Foreign Trade and Tourism will approve the emergency plan within 15 days. Including financial rescue measures and investment in tourism promotion. Peru in December began to suffer the third wave of the pandemic, but infections have decreased considerably in recent weeks. The first all-private team of astronauts sent to the International Space Station, the ISS, arrived safely at the orbiting research platform Saturday, and NASA TV captured the first moments of NASA Command Center announcing the Axiom 1 crew docking operation.
And there's the call. Hard capture is complete. So all 12 hooks engaged and in place. Next up are some umbilicals, but Dragon now firmly attached to the space station. We see the visors come up on the crew inside.
And recapping our top story, Russian shelling killed 5 civilians and wounded 5 others in 2 East Ukrainian cities Saturday, according to the local governor. The fighting has become increasingly fierce in the region, where authorities have urged residents to evacuate before a feared Russian offensive. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts.